Bitachon for Life, Shir 972, Tuesday, Parshas Pinchas. One of our listeners reached out with the following question. They are going through, Rachmana Litzlan, a difficult circumstance, and they want to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save us, like we explained a few weeks ago. No matter how difficult the situation seems, the Rebbeinu Shlalom always has an easy way out, just as easy as keeping you in the situation, like we explained a few weeks ago. But how do you know that the Rebbeinu Shlalom will take you out of the situation? How can I rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me? Now, this is something that we discussed previously, and Be'ezer Hashem, as we advance in the levels of Bitachon, we will explain it more and more, how a person can be so secure that the Rebbeinu Shlalom will save him. But with the concept that we were discussing last week of Imay Anoichi Bitzara, it becomes much easier. The Rebbeinu Shlalom experiences the Tzara together with you. He's experiencing the Tzara too. He wants that you should come out of the Tzara. The only reason why you are in the Tzara is because there's some sort of disconnect between you and the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Whether it's because of Averis, or whether it's because of something else, a person is not tuned into HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly like he should be. But that's the only reason why you're experiencing the Tzara. And the Rebbeinu Shalom, so to speak, is dying to get you out of the Tzara, if we can say that. And that's how we know that when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Bitachon, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save us. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any schus to save us, because he does countless chasadim for us without any schusim. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve to have our heart beating. We don't deserve to have our kidneys working. We don't deserve anything that we get. And we have trillions and trillions and trillions of chasadim that the Rebbeinu Shlalom does for us every single day. So obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing things because we deserve it. So if so, there's no reason to assume that the Rebbeinu Shlalom won't do it. What's stopping him from doing it is the separation between you and him. And when we remove that separation through Bitachon, and we try to feel the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will save us, then Be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlalom will save us. That's his desire, that's your desire. And when you have Bitachon, you remove the reason why it hasn't happened until now. That's how we have to approach a difficult circumstance. Envision in your mind, Imay Anoichi Bitzara. The Rebbeinu Shalom is together with me. If he's together with me, he wants me to come out of the Tzara more than I want to come out of it. And therefore, when I rely on him, Be'ezer Hashem, he will take me out of the Tzara.